Welcome to this advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson on building a Polish old school DnB reggae cut using groove pool tricks. In this session, we're making something gritty, rude, and dancefloor ready. Not just a reggae vocal loop sitting on top of a break, but a living atmosphere that moves with the drums, breathes with the arrangement, and feels like a classic jungle dub plate with modern precision. The big idea here is atmosphere. That means smoky space, chopped vocal swagger, dubby tails, reverse textures, and all those little unstable details that make a track feel alive. In drum and bass, especially in that old-school jungle-influenced lane, this kind of material usually shines in the intro, the breakdown, and the switch-up sections. But if you handle it carefully, it can also become a signature layer under the drop. What we're aiming for is a reggae cut that does two jobs at once. First, it gives us character, history, and attitude. Second, it helps the arrangement move. And that's where groove pool becomes powerful. We're going to use groove not just to swing, but as a way to make the vocal chop and atmosphere feel embedded in the break, like they were all part of the same performance. So let's build it step by step. Start with the right vocal source. You want attitude. Short reggae shouts, half lines, chants, ad-libs, phrases that sound direct and a little raw. For this style, don't chase polished pop phrasing. Go for something with edge. Import it into an audio track and warp it if needed. If it's a fuller vocal phrase, try Complex Pro. If it's more percussive and chopped up, Beats Mode can work well, with preserve set around 1/16th or 1/8th. Then tighten the transient detection so your consonants stay sharp. You want the words to bite. Now comes the editing mindset. We're not chopping this like a pop vocal producer. We're chopping it like a DnB editor. Slice that audio into a MIDI track, using transient or 1/16th slicing depending on the sample. Then be ruthless. Don't keep every slice just because you can. Delete the weak tails and keep only the phrases that really hit. Usually 6 to 12 usable slices is more than enough. In this style, less is often way more effective. Before you even touch effects, build the groove relationship. Put your break loop and vocal chop on separate tracks. The goal is to make the vocal feel like part of the drum language, not pasted on top. Open the groove pool and try extracting a groove from an old break loop, a swing-heavy drum loop, or a chopped percussion pattern with human timing. Then apply that groove to the vocal chop MIDI track. A good starting point is around 55 to 65% timing, with maybe 0 to 15% random. If the phrase repeats, velocity around 55 to 70% can help it breathe. The key is to listen to the groove against the break, not in isolation. If the drums have that classic ghost note shuffle, you may want the vocal slightly late, so it lands in the pocket without sounding lazy. If the drums are more straight and aggressive, give the vocal a bit of swing so it floats over the grid. That push-pull is a huge part of why old-school reggae and jungle feels human. At this stage, think in phrases, not loop lengths. Ask yourself where each vocal hit speaks in relation to the kick and snare. A good reggae cut doesn't just sit on bar lines. It answers the drum punctuation. It hits after the snare, before the snare, or in the hole between phrases. If you slice to MIDI, load those chops into Sampler or a drum rack. Slice mode is great if you want each transient on its own pad. Classic mode is useful if you want more control over the note behavior. Set the attack near 0, maybe 0 to 5 milliseconds, and use a short release, around 30 to 120 milliseconds depending on whether you want the chops clipped or smeared. Then tame the top end with a low-pass filter around 5 to 10 kHz if the vocal is too sharp. If you want more degraded old-school flavor, add a tiny downward pitch feel, or follow Sampler with a light redux. Nothing extreme, just enough to roughen the consonants and give it some grit. Think texture, not destruction. Now play the vocal like a reggae instrument. Don't treat it like a loop. Place response hits at the ends of two-bar phrases or after snare accents, and leave some silence. That space is part of the atmosphere. A dry, punchy vocal hit can be more powerful than a long phrase if the timing is right. Next, build the atmosphere bed. This is where the atmosphere really earns its name. Add a separate track with noise or a simple sustained tone. Operator is perfect for this. Run it through auto filter, echo, reverb, and maybe hybrid reverb if you want a denser space. The goal is not a giant cinematic wash. The goal is a dark, controlled background that supports the vocal and drums. High pass the texture around 120 to 250 Hz, so it stays out of the way of the low end. Low pass it somewhere between 1.5 and 6 kHz depending on how open you want it. A little resonance can give you an eerie whistle effect, but keep it subtle. For the echo, try a 1/8 or dotted 1/8 time, with feedback around 20-40%. Darken the repeats so they sit behind the drums instead of fighting them. Then use reverb or hybrid reverb, with a decay somewhere around 1.8 to 4.5 seconds, pre-delay around 15 to 35 milliseconds, and keep the dry slash wet fairly modest, maybe 8 to 20% on the track. At this point, don't let the atmosphere become a giant cloud. It should create depth in the intro and breakdown, then duck behind the drums in the drop. If the break loses impact when the atmosphere enters, it's too loud or too wide. Now here's one of the advanced moves. Use groove pull on the atmosphere too, but differently from the vocal. You can apply the same groove as the break if you want the texture to lock in, or a lighter timing value if you want it to drift slightly behind the drums. Another great option is to use a different groove with less swing so the atmosphere feels steady, while the chops dance around it. Try timing values around 20 to 45% for the atmosphere, with low random and low velocity variation. This creates depth without making the layer feel jumpy. If needed, use subtle track delay or tiny clip start adjustments. Even 5 to 15 milliseconds can change the feel in a big way. The real magic comes from using two groove layers instead of one. Let the vocal chops have one groove, and the supporting atmosphere have another, slightly different one. Matching everything perfectly can be too tidy. A second groove with less swing gives you cohesion, without flattening the personality. Now shape the section into call and response. Old school reggae cuts hit hardest when they answer the snare or leave room for the bass. Build a simple 8-bar idea. Bars 1 and 2, filtered atmosphere only. Bars 3 and 4, intro break with one vocal stab every 2 bars. Bars 5 and 6, add a bass pickup or low re-swell. Bars 7 and 8, full drum fill, vocal repeats, then a drop cue. In the drop, place vocal hits after the snare on bar 1, before the snare on bar 2 is a pickup, and maybe one in the final half bar before a switch up. Add delay throws on select words using ping-pong delay or echo, and automate the send so only certain phrases bloom out. Keep feedback short. You want attitude and space, not mud. If you have a resource subbed bass line, leave room around the vocal. Even a simple note off or a short rest can make the phrase hit twice as hard. The vocal and bass should feel like they're talking to each other, not competing. Once the groove feels right, resample it. This is a classic D&B move. Commit to the vibe, then edit the printed audio into something more controlled. Route the vocal track and atmosphere track to a resample bus, or set an audio track to resampling and record 8 to 16 bars, while you automate the filter cutoff, echo send, reverb, wet, clip volume, and maybe a few pitch shifts. Then pull the best take into arrangement view and cut it tightly. Use warp markers only if you need them. Often the tiny timing accidents in the resampled audio are what make it feel authentic. That's part of the charm. Old school atmospheres often sound better once they've been played and printed, not just programmed. Now mix the layer so it sits like a scene, not a lead vocal. Use EQ 8 to high pass the vocal atmosphere around 120 to 180 Hz. If the vocal is pokey, cut a little around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz. If it fights the cymbals, gently dip or shelf above 8 kHz. If the chops jump too hard, add a compressor or glue compressor. On the atmosphere bus, use utility to keep the low end mono. Anything below roughly 150 Hz should stay locked down. Use a limiter only if the resample gets spiky, not to crush the life out of it. The kick, snare, and sub should always remain the foundation. If the vocal makes the drums feel smaller, it's too loud, too wide, or too busy. Now automate the energy across the arrangement. In the intro, use more reverb, a lower filter cutoff, and less transient presence. In the build, slightly increase the groove timing or send amount. In the drop, reduce reverb wet, tighten the slices, and increase dryness. In the switch up, bring back a longer tail or a reverse phrase. Useful automation targets include auto filter cutoff opening over the build, reverb dry slash wet rising in the breakdown and then dropping hard at the impact, echo feedback spiking only at the end of 4-bar phrases, and utility gain riding down a little in the densest sections. That gives you a proper D&B arrangement arc. It stops the section from feeling like a static loop. Instead, it breathes like a DJ tool and still slams in the club. A few common mistakes to watch out for. Don't overgroove the vocal so it drags behind the beat. If it feels late, reduce the groove pull timing and compare it against the snare. Don't drown the ragga cut in too much reverb. Keep it readable. Don't let low frequencies build up in the atmosphere. Bypass it and check it in mono, and don't make every chop equally loud. Use velocity, pip gain, or automation so the phrase has accents and breathing room. Also, don't ignore the drum phrase. Raga cuts work when they feel like response, not clutter. And if the source has a chorus or too much full lyric content, cut it aggressively. Shorter phrases usually hit harder in this style. For heavier or darker DDNB, a few extra tricks work really well. Send the vocal chop to a parallel return with saturator or overdrive for some grime underneath the clean vocal. Use subtle filter movement before the reverb so the top end opens and closes with tension. Try resampling through redux and re-importing it for that rougher tape dub edge. Keep the low atmosphere mono and only widen the top. And if you want the whole top layer to feel bonded, add ghost percussion like reversed hats, rim clicks, or tiny shaker fragments with the same groove.